Yud Aleph Mar Cheshvan, Tuesday the 8th of November, Rabbi Yonason Rudin. Can women wear tefillin?
So just before we start, it's appropriate just to say a few words to express the phenomenal loss that the Olam HaTorah and Klal Yisrael experienced this morning with the Ptira of the Rosh Yeshiva of Nosson Tzvi Finkelzatzal. It's not the time now, Mesav Shash and Mesav Mittel of Hanav, I don't know if they've even done a Kfir in Eretz Israel yet, but certainly to be misbinding for a moment on someone that was making Meilah Shal Torah, a person who literally was Moshe Nefesh for Torah, for his own limud HaTorah, for the Arbatzos Torah of thousands and thousands of Yidden on a daily basis. Someone that literally gave up his guf for the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, refused to take medication because it might cloud his mind, suffered Yisurim Neiraim to raise the money for the Kemach for the Torah. It's important to be mishtatik in the Tsar of Yeshiva Smir and the Olam HaYeshivas, and to realize the enormity of that which Klal Yisrael has lost today. So we start this sugya, which is one that perhaps piques curiosity and amusement. Can women wear tefillin? Sounds ridiculous. Sounds ridiculous. You know, you can just imagine the scenario, you know, the chosn and kala, you know, matching his and hers, you know, with the linen, you know, with the linen and the robes and everything else, you know, pink and blue. Tefillin bags. Palace bags, his and hers, matching sets. You could give John Lewis some ideas. Tefillin machas. Now, the idea seems preposterous. And Avada the Potter. And that's nothing to talk about. But now I'm not even going to propose the Chayav B'Dover, because of course we have Mishnayos Meferoshos. Mishnah and Brachos, Nashim, Vavadim, Mektanim, Peturais, Mekishma, Minatvilin, Chayavim, Betvilin, Mezuzah, Bekas HaMazel. That women, slaves and children, are Potter from Kriyas Shema, the Potter from Tvilin, and they're Chayav in Davening, and they have to put Mezuzah on their house, and they have to bench. The Gemara says, well, what's the story over here? The Gemara explains, Krishma Pshita. Of course, they are potter from the mitzvah of saying Krishma Bizmana. It could be that they really should say the first line or the first paragraph of the Shema at some point in the day because of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim. But certainly in terms of the Chiyuv of Shema, Vishach Mechav Kimecha, the potter. Why? Because mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. And we know, Kol mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama, Noshim Peterais. We know that women are exempt from all positive time-bound mitzvahs, apart from a few notable exceptions, for example, say Matzah and Pesach, Hagadah, certain mitzvahs where the Gemara has certain limudim to be mechay of them. But on the whole, women are exempt from these mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, no, there's a Havamina, where Kriyas Shema would be different, such that there's actually a Chiddush on our Mishnah. What's the Havamina? Ma'od, the Tema, you might have thought. Hoyel this, but Malchus Shamayim Kamash Maran. The Kriya Shema is obviously so central to the life of a Yid. Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim. That idea, that concept supersedes the Ptur, that it's a positive time bound mitzvah, and the Taka should be Chayiv. Kamash Maran indeed comes to tell us, the Chiddush of the Mishnah stands, that women are indeed Potter from the Mitzvah Asid Arais of Kriya Shema. Uminatvilin. Tefillin, same thing, the Gemara asks the same question, Pshita, by that same token, of course, Tefillin are mitzvah saseh shahaz man grama. You might have thought that because Tefillin, similar to said in the same parasha of mezuzah, which women are chayav in, because mezuzah is of course not a mitzvah saseh shahaz man grama, it's not a mitzvah saseh where the obligation is generated by a certain point in time. Rather, it's a mitzvah saseh, it's a chavis hadar. Right? What obligates you in mezuzah? So your doorpost. If you have a doorpost, then the room fits the necessary criteria. You're chayav in mezuzah, whether you're a man or a woman. Right? A group of women that live together, of course, have to put mezuzahs up, just like men. Minatorah. It's not a mitzvah saseh shahaz man grama. Yes, it's a mitzvah saseh, but time is not of the essence here. Time is not a factor. You might have thought that because tefillin and mezuzah are similar, second the same parasha, that just like women are chayav in mezuzah, they ought to also be chayav In Tefillin Kol Mashmiran, there is indeed the Chiddush in our Mishnah that women are potter from Tefillin. This rule that women are potter from Mitzvah Aseh Shaz Man Groma is of course a Mishnah in Kiddushin. Because Mitzvah Aseh Shaz Man Groma are Nashim Chayavim V'Nashim Paturis. Any positive time bound Torah Mitzvah, as we know, we are of course obligated in it, women are exempt. The Gemara gives some examples. Tani Rabbanan Ezi Mitzvah Aseh Shaz Man Groma. What are Mitzvah Aseh Shaz Man Groma? So the Gemara gives a list. An example, sukkah, of course, can only worthwhile to sit in a sukkah. On sukkahs, velelef, shaking the arbaminim, shayfa, tzitzis, a tefillin. So again, we see from the Gemara Kiddushin that women are exempt from tefillin. Tefillin, the Gemara explains later on, Gamal on the Talmud Torah, hands, we know there's a ptur of women in tefillin. We learn it from Talmud Torah, just like women, because again, there's a hekish in the pasuk. There's a hekish in the pasuk, just like women are potter from Talmud Torah, which is one of the mitzvahs of Aval Aden. Women are potter from Talmud Torah, so too they are potter from Tefillin. Whatever the reason is, whichever explanation you'd like to give, it is clear that women are obligated in Tefillin. That is not our discussion. What would be our discussion? Well, the idea of women wearing tefillin is somewhat absurd or even abhorrent perhaps to us. But I don't think any of us have a problem with women sitting in the sukkah. Or women shaking arbaminim. Right? Very common. Very common for one's wife to want to shake arbaminim. Pardon? Shofar for sure. Who doesn't come to the shofar? That's really important halacha about the minute of women coming to shloshim kodesh. And we don't have a problem with that. They're potter. Good, so they're potter. Nonetheless, they'll get schar for it. Well, a woman here, shayfa, a woman shakes out of a minute, they're going to get schar. Yes, they will get schar as an einu mutsuva v'oisa. Now, we know God will have mutsuva v'oisa and misha einu mutsuva v'oisa. Right, if a person is obligated in it, men who are obligated, men are Torah, let's say, first day of sukkahs, in Arba Minim will get more schar because they're obligated in it than a woman who is exempt but nonetheless chooses. One of the explanations they give is because you're obligated, you've got more yitzharim not to do it. One of the explanations. Whatever the explanation is, a man will be a mitzvah v'aisa and a woman will be an einu mitzvah v'aisa and she shakes Arba Minim to her heart's content. Why not? Same with sukkah, same with shofar. So Taka, what's with two? If a woman would come along and say, I'd like to wear tefillin, why is it any different to lulav? Why is it any different to sukkah?
Pardon?
Is it a beggar? Well, we'll see. It's a kli more than a beggar.
Problem of
gili rosh? What? Chadre chadarim. Erva on the arm, chadre chadarim. She'll do it to her. Well, it's clean enough. Pardon? Michal Vashal, thank you very much. Says the Gemara in Erevin, the Sanya. Erevin the Sadivah, the first. But the Sanya, as we have learned in a Braisa, Michal Baskushi, the Gemara calls him. Right? Rashi there explains on the spot who's Baskushi Bashal. I'll do very Kush, but you mean you possibly can tell him. Michal Baskushi, Michal from Tanakh, Haisa Manachas Tfilin, she would wear Tfilin. Rashi's daughters is a myth. Challenge anybody.
Myth.
It's a myth. In fact, to challenge anybody to find a serious historical source that says Rashi's daughters were tefillin. Right? There are historians that have done research into it, but no documentation, no result. It's a myth. Now, it could be somewhere in the collective memory of Carlos. Who knows? Right, it's certainly something that's been hijacked by the feminists in recent years, but there's no evidence for it. However, who needs Rashi's daughters when you've got Michal Bashal and a Gemara? Right, so Michal Bashal would wear tefillin v'lo Michal Bachachamim. And the Chachamim, there were no wall posters, there were no Charamim. Right, there was no one pelting it. No one stopped him. V'ishtol Shal, Yaina, the wife of Yaina, Ha'isa, v'lo Michal Bachachamim. Yaina's wife would go up to Ali Laregel, no one stopped it from doing so. That's not the topic for now. Michal Baskushi says Rashi. Right, Bashal, she is the daughter of King Saul. Kedichsib al Dibre Kush ben Yemini, and I Nishal. Kedamini ben Magalchan, so Gemara discusses that in Moed Kohen. Huloi Michal Bachachamim. The Chacham didn't say anything that you might think that it's Baal Tosef. No, that's not what Baal Tosef says in the Gemara. Of course, if someone who is potter does something that they are potter from, that's not Baal Tosef. The woman in Shiksa, that's not Baal Tosef. Having five compartments and tefillin, that's Baal Tosef, an extra parasha. Adding another adjunct to the mitzvah would be Baal Tosef. For someone who is potter to be mechayev himself to choose to do, that's not Baal Tosef. Now, we have to see from this Gemara, is Michal Basha, is the chiddush of this Gemara that she's the exception or the rule? Right, that's the first thing. But even before we start with that, let's take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos on the spot says, Michal Basha, she has a menachas tefillin, but psikta rabati. So the Tosfos brings a parallel source from Chazal. Amru Isha Shal Yoina Hushba, she actually got captured. Michal Bas Kushi Michu Bachachamim. There's a different Gersa to our Gemara, which Tosfos brings. That the Chachamim did stop her. She wanted to do it, and the religious police came along and said, no, you can't do that. It's unacceptable. Michal, doesn't matter, you're a princess, you're a queen, whatever you might be, it doesn't matter. We'll have none of this over here. Michu Bachachamim. So we have two Gersas. If you hold Michal Bachachamim, nothing to talk about. Though we'd have to find out why. If you hold Lo Michal Bachachamim, which seems to be the Ikar Gersa in the Gemara, and certainly Rashi's Gersa, right, maybe that's the Makar Rashi's also, Lo Michal Bachachamim, then you have to figure out, is she the exception or is she the rule? Suddenly, you see something's not as straightforward as perhaps you might have thought. Let's turn the page. Tosfos says something very interesting. Mikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam. From here says Rabbeinu Tam. Dumutel Anoshim Levarich. I'm going to cite later piece of Gemara. Dumutel Anoshim Levarich Al Komitzos Asleish Asman Grama. That is in fact our minhag, and it is a machlokes Rishonim. Believe the Rambam argues. Our minhag, the minhag of Ashkenazim, is that women who are part of from a mitzvah still make a bracha. Well, a woman shakes lulav, she makes a bracha, on the lulav, shake it on, she's still in the parasha, she's being mechayef herself, she's still doing a mitzvah. Right, the takanas chazal of the add-on, so to speak, of a mitzvah, of a bracha before a mitzvah, because a mitzvah is to get a person into the zone, into the right headspace, of the Kabbalah person, as Shem Yichud even before, to get into the headspace that I'm doing a mitzvah, which is connecting me to Hashem. Shake it on of a mitzvah, our minhag of Ashkenazim is that women are allowed to make a bracha on things that they are potter from. Well, a woman shakes her abraminim, she sits in the sukkah. The opinion, I believe, of the Rambam holds that a bracha of Atala is an avera of Lusisa. Lusisa Hashem, Hashem alekecha lashav. The Gemara says very serious things. The Olam is dazeah love the Lusisa, taking Hashem's name in vain. Whether through an oath, through any other way, is an incredibly serious avera. The Rambam holds a bracha of Atala is actually also taking Hashem's name in vain, and has a very strict approach to saying brachas when one doesn't need to. In fact, if you look in some Sfaradi Siddurim, which are made just for women, a woman Siddur, it will actually say, Baruch Yetzah Ma'oros, Baruch Habaycha Ba'ama Yisrael B'Yahava, Baruch Ka'al Yisrael, they don't even say Baruch Atah Hashem, because they're not really chayav, because it's mitzvah seshah zon grama, whatever it is. Right, they won't even say the Shem Hashem, because the chayish is so much for bracha of Atala. They don't make brachas unless they really have to, because of the severity of it. Our minhag is not that way. Why? Based on this Tosfos. Tosfos is even more radical than that then. Mikan Rabbeinu Tam, Demitzel Anashin, Levarech Alkom, Mitzel Sasei Shaz Man Groma, Afal Gavdu Peteros, Komo Michal Bashol, Shahaisa Mistama Gam Levareches. Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam is suggesting that when Michal Bashol put on her tefillin, she'd make a bracha beforehand too. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating, but it's a Tosfos. In fact, we don't need Rashi's daughters. We can look at Sefer HaChinuch. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah 421. V'nehege is Mitzvah Zu, talking about the Mitzvah of Tefillin, of course. This Mitzvah applies in all places at all times. B'zachar v'lo b'nekevus, for males and not for females. Lefi, of course, Shehu Mitzvah Sasei Shas, my grandma's positive time now Mitzvah. Mikol Makom, here comes the important Mikol Makom, nonetheless, Imratil Haniyat, if they wish to wear them, Ein memachem biyazom, we don't stop them. V'schayeshon, and they get schar. Chavon lo k'schayesh, of course, as we've said. Right, really clearly, the Sefer HaChinuch is learning the lashon of ein memachem, that we don't stop them. It seems to me to be a clear reference to our Gemara and Erevin, just like the Chachomim didn't stop lo michal ba michal bashal, they didn't stop michal. So too, if a woman would want to wear tefillin, we don't stop her. Interestingly enough, doesn't necessarily happen around these parts too often, but certainly in the kind of shilas in Eshet Torah we get involved in, we have all kinds of interesting scenarios. Maaseh Shehaya last week on one of the campuses in the region, in the provinces, there was a student minyan taking place in one of the Hillel houses. Well, normal shacharis, everyday occurrence, shacharis, a small minyan, but minyan nonetheless. Then, you know, halfway through Pesukei Zimra, a woman walks in behind the mechitza and starts putting on a tefillin. Strange, but true. The shaila is, of course, and this is a shaila that the people that were there had to decide what to do on the spot now, to ask Das Heron, was what is the correct approach in such a situation? And perhaps we'll get there at the end to discuss what one should do in a practical situation. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, according to the Sefer HaChinuch's understanding of the Gemara, she seems to be well within her rights. Well, let's have a look at the Rambam. It's a good place to look. Says the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say explicitly, but I think we can infer what the Rambam holds. Kol ha-potter mikriyashma potter b'tfilin. Potter b'tfilin. If you are potter from... Yeah, that's all the Rambam says on the topic. I didn't put the rest of it. If you're potter from kriyashma, you're potter from tfilin. What would be the implication of the Rambam? What would be the implication? Yeah, of course she's potter. If she wants, she could. The Rambam didn't say she couldn't. And therefore, you'd have no reason to assume it's any different than any other mitzvah.
Maybe
there would be. However, things get complicated. We have the Ashkenazi school of thought. The Ashkenazi is showing the Kolber. Kasav HaRam, where I presume is the Meram Rottenberg, but I might be wrong. Kasav HaRam, Nashim Paturim Mitfilim Mipreishim Mitzvah Sassation Vayash Azman Grama. No tradition over there. So, Eim Menichanus on Beshavas Vyontov. What is the Zman Grama of Tfilim, by the way? Shavdan is not Laila. Midoraisa Laila's man tefillin, but Chazal or Gaiser might fall asleep, so we do not wear tefillin at night. Which is important in certain Shas at Chak as well. But the Zman Grama of Tefillin is not the Zman Tefillin in the morning of Mishayakir. Right? The Zman Grama of Tefillin is that we do not wear tefillin on Shabbos Yontov. Right? So it is Mitzvah Sashel Shas Man Grama. The Imratu Lahaniach says the Kolba, Ein Shomin Lahan, we do not listen to them. Because they are not able, they are not capable of keeping themselves b'nikiyus. Of course, we know some very important halachas with tefillin. That even a man, let's say a person has a stomach condition and is unable to keep a gufnaki, the halacha is potter from tefillin, is not allowed to wear them. In fact, we know the Gemara says, Poishe Yisrael b'gufon, a very serious avera of a Jew who sins with his body. What's the Gemara says? Karkafted le'manach tefillin. A heathen never wore tefillin. That's bad news. Chas v'shalom, possible tefillin. Chas v'shalom. That has serious ramifications and implications in the Olam HaEmes. Says, I believe it's a Tosfos. But if a person has a physical condition that precludes their ability to keep a gufnaki, that's not included in that. There's no chayv. By Nesachim on a patri, certainly would not be called Poshi Yisrael. Absolutely not. So women who are unable, says the Kolbo, to keep a gufnaki, but are not allowed to wear tefillin. The Amshel Shleim and Marashal explains it a little bit further. Says, Achena Idna, in the underlying bit, Roy Limchais Benashim Aniach Tefillin. The right thing to do is to stop women from wearing Tefillin, Lafilu B'loi Bracha, because he brings this Kolba, he takes this Kolba that we just saw very seriously, B'Shem Aram, Shimraz Anashim Aniach Tefillin, and Shoyman Ahem, B'Pen Shein, and Yodesh Lishmaratz from Benikius. Okay? Now, what's with the Gemara of Michal Bashar? What's with her? So if you hold like the Gersa of Tosis and the Psikta, fine. What if you don't? So Marashal learns that the Chiddush of that Gemara is that she was an exception rather than the rule. Right? Hadele Michal, the last time the line bit in the Yamsha Shleima. The Hadele Michal be Michal, that was she didn't stop Michal, if she said Tzadekes Gemurah, she was a total Tzadekes. She had no impure motives here. Wasn't flying the flag of feminism. Vaisa Eishes Melech, she was the wife of a king. Gamma Hayan of Lad, right? She didn't, she was cursed, remember from David, that she didn't have children. Vaisa Yechayin al Nishmaas from Benikias, she had the ability, the capability to keep her. Self in the kiyas, Masha Enkin Bashanosh, and she was an exception, she was atypical. Ah, so it could be, so there's a few different ways you could learn it. Yeah, yeah, but after that, she went to Finland, anyways. Yeah. Adyan Mesa.
She had a
thing
when she died with
a child. Adyan Mesa, yeah, but that doesn't help us for that, it wouldn't help us for this, though, right? When she was alive, she didn't. Now, you could say a few different things in the Yamsha Shloma. Could be. It could be that children make mess all over the place. People make mess all over the place, so she didn't have to worry about that, and she was able to be knocky. Could be. Or it could be that she had no nidus. Right? That could be. Remember, there's different ways to understand. I actually haven't seen Mufresh anyway. I've discussed it with certain heating. Some people say it's hafacha, their inability to not pass wind. Biologically, or others say no, it's clean nidus. Obviously, a person that is roya dam is a chesaroning bifnoki. Now, a person has to keep their body clean for tefillin, and gufnoki is a requirement for it, since a woman could see dam at any moment, potentially. Therefore, since at any moment she could see dam, she might see dam, but don't take the risk. There's no way of stopping it. That's a plausible explanation within the Yamsha Shloma. Therefore, don't get involved. Right? The Torah says, right, this is what we said, in fact, it puts it all together. Right? A woman will have the same status as a man that is unable to put on tefillin. Right? A man who has chayim ayim has intestinal problems, or stomach problems. What does the Shulchan Aruch hold? Pardon?
Why avoid him then?
Why?
Why avoid him then?
Avodim is different. So leave Avodim for that's another show. Right? Nashim ba'avodim paturim mitfilin. This is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. Nashim ba'avodim paturim mitfilin because it's a mitzvah sasei shahaz man gromo. That's all the Mechaber says. What's the implication of the Mechaber? L'chaira. Right? The Mechaber, not unusual for the Mechaber to go with the Rambam. Right? Most of the time he does. Right? Not unusual for him to follow that school of thought. However, as is not surprising, the Ramah says, "V'im anoshim roitim lahachmer on atzon." If they want to be uber from and start doing all the mitzvahs, meichem biyadim, we have to stop them. Says the Magen Avraham, meichem biyadim. Very good. Mipreisha tzichem gufnaki, because tefillin need a clean body. The nashim means Jesus lizar, and they're not able to, capable of doing so. In fact, the Mishnah Brura. Right, it says the same thing. On page 3, hey, gufnaki, meichem v'yadam, the page of tzichas gufnaki, because it needs a clean body and aren't able to do so. Whether it's hafacha or whether it's nidus. The Aruch HaShulchan explains what's going on. Why shouldn't they wear tefillin? It says like this. This is an important word. Tefillin are like dynamite. They're spiritual dynamite. Why don't we wear tefillin all day? We don't have a chiyuv to wear tefillin once a day. There's no chiyuv of wearing tefillin once a day. We're meant to wear tefillin all day long. It's just we don't. So we're at least makayim our chiyuv of tefillin of wearing our tefillin all day, but at least wearing them once a day. At least we shouldn't be people that don't wear tefillin. Really, in theory, we're meant to wear tefillin all day. Tefillin are meant to be tools from Hashem, so to speak, to walk around, being meshaved our keiches and our entry into the physical world within the perspective of Hashem Echad, and our machshavas within the perspective of Hashem Echad. It's wonderful in shul. In theory, we should be. In fact, the Chuvas HaRashba, it's another shit. Chuvas HaRashba in Spain, Middle Ages, was asked shadows by doctors whether they should be wearing tefillin all day. I mean, it was done. And that's what tefillin are there for, certainly within the Shita of the Gra. So why don't we wear tefillin all day? Because we can't retain the focus. Gufnaki, Machshava. Therefore, because we can't retain the focus, we don't do it. Says Aruch HaShulchan, tefillin all day for us is like tefillin for a moment for a woman. It's the same thing. We are mekayim our minimal chiyuv because tefillin are so powerful. In fact, the Rambam says, "Wait, tefillin is really ought to be something akin to nevuah, right, if we use them properly. If we use our tefillin properly, we should really be getting very, very high hasakas from it. But there is a double-edged sword. Because it's so Kaddish Hashem, Hashem in it so many times, we're buying Hashem's name to our body. We don't play games with it. We wear it for the minimum time possible. We don't do more. What's the minimum time for a man? Tefillah Shachris. Minig Yisrael, Tefillah Shachris. And if a person wants to learn afterwards, he's allowed to also. A woman who's not mechuyav at all, we say, don't get involved. It's too dangerous. To appreciate the reality to mitzvahs, that in Ruchnias there's something so powerful going on when a person wears tefillin, that if they're not chayav, because there's a chance that there will be a chesaron somewhere, do not get involved. Tefillin is completely different to any other mitzvah. Lulav doesn't need a gufnaki, sukkah doesn't need a gufnaki. Tefillin is such a powerful tool, a weapon in our arsenal of Ruchnias, that women who are potter should not be mechayav themselves in it. Right, there's an additional issue, perhaps, of Begadish, of Kligeva. In fact, the Targum Yevison says, right, they shouldn't be, Loya Kligeva Alisha, Tzitzis of Tefillin, they shouldn't wear. Rav Moshe Feinstein says clearly that Tosfos doesn't hold of that Girsa, otherwise Tosfos would have bought it, because of course it's from Tanai. Right, the Rav Moshe says something very, very beautiful. Right? Rav Moshe says, one moment, Rav Moshe says, the end of page 4. A woman is allowed to do any mitzvahs even though the Torah didn't say they have to. But yeishleh mitzvahs, chalkiya mitzvahs, they get schar for it. They're allowed to make a bracha, as we've said. Nonetheless, in fact, in theory, says Rav Moshe, they can make themselves a pink pair of tzitzis with frills on and put there with no begadish problems, and the tzitzis themselves are not better than begadish. Like the way women's tzitzis, they could. Okay? In theory. Right, as it says there. Right, the only thing they're not allowed to do, the only mitzvah I say daraisa we do not let them do is tefillin. Right, Rav Moshe goes with Tosis as girsa. Right, we have to stop them from wearing. Stop Michal Bashal. We have to stop them wearing it. It says like this: you shouldn't think that the women are anyway less. Right, you shouldn't think of chas b'shalom. Right, sheni tzarcha daras emish v'shenosim pechusayis memadrekas akedusha. There's Kaddish's man. However, says Rav Moshe, a person has to realize that the Cheshbonos always have to be in line with the Torah. Even if you can find a Rishon, and this is the difference between authentic Torah Judaism and people that try and use and manipulate Torah sources, whatever non-Orthodox movements, try and go, well, Sefer HaChinuch says so. Rav Moshe says, absolutely not. That which Kalal Yisrael have been named Midor Dar is that which is Kaddish. We do not deviate one iota from Minhag Yisrael. Even if you can find a Rishon that says that that is clearly not the way that the Hashkacha Pratis in the Psak Halacha and the Minhag Yisrael has developed, and therefore, especially nowadays, when women aren't even coming with pure intentions and trying to make a point, and this was our concern over there on this university campus, if we would have made a scene, actually, about this, this is the answer that we got, if we would have made a scene about this woman wearing tefillin, so let these things pass quietly. If we'd have made our machar in a big way, so the next day the non-Orthodox would have bust them in. Right? We made a big scene because their kavanah isn't the Shem Shamayim. Their kavanah is to score a point on power politics, feminism. If that's their kavanah, says Rav Moshe, that kavanah is hefech haTorah. Our minhagei Yisrael are meant to give us a sensitivity to what is right and proper and good. And the discussion of women tefillin is a very interesting one. And it's a very interesting case study in halacha. La halacha la maisa, minig Yisrael is kadosh, minig Yisrael is the Ramah and the Kolbo, that whilst women have the reshus and the makayim mitzvah, that every other mitzvah that they do, even if they're potter, tefillin is the one exception to that. Good.